tradition of informative and educational broadcasting. This is WSOU, South Orange, New Jersey.
Ժամը 89.5 FM-ի վրա Սիդնոլա Մալսարանեն Սաթ Օրենջ Քաղաքեն։ Այո, գերագի եւ պատրաստ ենք մեր երկու ժամնոց ճամփորդության թեպի հայոց աշխարհ։ Մեր հյուրն է այսօր Dr. Richard Quinlan-ը, որ դնորենն է Holocaust and Genocide Studies-ի St. Elizabeth Համալսարանի մեջ։ Dr. Quinlan-ն՝ բիդի ստանանք մանրամասն դերակցուներ ապրիլ 22-ի հուշահավաքի մասին ur Chris Bohjalyana bidi khosi yev Zulal Trion bidi yerke. Naev parekord zagani bashtonia Ashley Tonor mezhede yev am bidi da manarmasin deguchuner haydakrim masin vordegi bidunena Carnegie Hall-i mech mayis utin. Այս բոլորի վավելին երկու նվակով, լուրերով, համայնքային զանուցումներով բազրաստած ենք ձեզ համար։ Մնացեք մեզ հետ միջև ժամը 4 վայրելու մեր այսօրվա հայդակիրը, որ նվիրված է մեր երդասարդ կամավորներուն Հակոբ Տիշոյանին, Միրամ Մալջանին և Քեյլեին։ Կարևոր է շեշտել, որ երդասարդներու գվստայինք այս հայդակիրները և երդասարդները լուրջորեն պատասխանատու ձևով գվարեն և պատասխանատու են այս հայդակերներուն։
Your dial is set on WSOU 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University, and you are tuned in to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We come to you live each and every Sunday between 2 and 4 p.m., bringing to you the songs and music of Armenia, along with news, views, interviews, and community announcements. We have a full program and a full studio filled with volunteers ready to serve the community. This month, there are numerous activities, commemorations, lectures, concerts, and more, all dedicated to April 24th, 1915, the Armenian Genocide. We cannot forget the past, but we will not dwell on the past as we move forwards, believing in better days to come for Armenia and worldwide Armenians. The future will not be saved by only what we remember. It will be saved by what we do now. Joining us in the studios of WSOU is Dr. Richard Quinlan, Director of the Center for Holocaust and Genocide Education at St. Elizabeth University. We will get more detailed information about a program dedicated to Armenian Martyrs Day when author Chris Bojalian will be the main speaker and the Zulal Trio will sing. Also, Ashley Toner of the AGBU is with us to share detailed information about a program, Musical Tapestry in Motion, a celebration of music, dance, and poetry, which will be held at Carnegie Hall in New York City on May 8th at 7:30 p.m. As you can tell, we have a full program as we journey together into the Armenian world and celebrate Armenia and Armenians. Thank you for joining on today's journey. I am Kayla Bajikagian, and I hope you can stay with us until 4 p.m. and enjoy all we have for you. Enjoy the program.
Այժմ գանցնենք լուրերուն հայրենով, որ պատրաստած է Հայկ Քյուփելյան. That we had technical difficulties before. Այժմ գանցնենք լուրերուն հայրենով, որ պատրաստած է Հայկ Քյուփելյան.
Բարեցի սիրելի մոնտիրներ, ստորև կներկայացնենք շաբթվա ուշագրավ լուրերը. Հայաստանի արտաքին գործոստ նախարար Արարատ Միրզյան աշխատանքային այցելությունը դվավ Բրյուքսել, ուր հյուրընկալվեցավ Եվրոմիության քերակույն հանցագետար Կայա Կալասի կողմէ. Երևան, Բրյուքսել, ռազմավարական օրագարկի շրջանակները ներս, գողմերը անդրադարձան դնդեսության ու փոխհատուցչական ոլորտները ներս, փոխկապակցության, ինչպես նաև ուժանույթի ոլորտները ներս համագործակցության խթանման վերաբերյալ հարցերում։ Բրյուքսելի մեջ Եվրոմիության թեսպաները հավանություն տված են Հայաստան նոր քաղաքացիական խումբը գործողելու որոշումին, որուն վերջնական վավերացումը կգնդալվի հաջորդ շաբաթ Եվրոմիության արտաքին գործոստ նախարարներու նիստին։ Նոր պատվիրակության գլխավոր նպատակն է ամրապնդել Հայաստանի թիմադրականությունը խառնածև սպառնալիքներու թեմ։ Այս քայլը դիմի նաև չեզոքացնել Ռուսաստանի ապագայնացնող Kaylere hatta bes hunisin gaynalik khortanagan u degagan ndrutyunerun inchpes naev havanagan sahmanatragan anakvein intarach mia jamanak evromiyutuna bidi sharunage panaktsil aderbejani het patsadrelu hamar achatsutyan nvadage yev khusapelu khaguchan korzentatsin vra havanagan jughtagan astedutyunen նկատի ունենալով Բաքուի նախկին դժգոհությունները հայ-ադրբեջանական սահմանին եվրոպացի դիտորդներ դեղագայելու հարցի շուրջ։ Եվրոմիության գործընկերության առաքելություն անունով այս նոր խումբը Հայաստանի մեջ պիտի դեղագայվի երկու դարվան պայմանաժամով և պիտի ունենա 20-30 միջազգային աշխատակից։ Հայաստանի վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյան հայտարարեց, որ երկիրը կթևագողի տրիպի իրագործման փուլը։ Արմենպրեսի հաղորդումներով վարչապետը Հայաստանի ազգային ժողովեն ներս երեսփոխանիմը հարցումին պատասխանելու ժամանակ դեգացուց, որ տրիպի իրագործումը պիտի արականա, իր խոսքով ամենաբարձր մագարտակի վրա ավաստիացումներ ստացված են, թե տրիպ նախագիծը գշարնագե մնալ առաջնահերթություն մանավանդ Ամերիկայի միացյալ նահանգների համար։ Հայաստանի պետական եկամուտներու կոմիտեի մաքսային ծառայությունն ու դնդեսության նախարարությունը հրապարակած են դվյալներ, թե Ռուսիայեն և Ղազախստանեն Ադրբեջանի տարածքով Հայաստան տեղափոխված է 26,000 տոն ապրանք, իսկ ուղղակի Ադրբեջանեն 9,000 տոն վարելանույթ։ Ընդգծված է, որ տարածաշրջանային համագործակցության և խաղաղության հաստատման արդյունքները արդեն շոշափելի են, ստեղծելով նոր կարելություններ դնդեսական զարգացման համար։ Սույն լուրերը կաղեց եմ ներկայացուց Հայկ Գիտելյան։
ایش نیو جورزی ها گنگان را درجام نه ایش دور میری رد نه دکتر ریچرد کوینلن یه اشلی تانر رو گرون کنه رگات نین سنت الیزابت همال سرانا یه ها گنگان پاره کرتان تانر میوچون یه ایش یه گوگاز مگر بوچون رو هایده کنده رو مسیح نویلی مندر ماس ده او چنر بیدستانن ان ششت بولورس گیدنگ ور ایش شپات ایش هوریرس لیترونه هایده کرنه را و شاهوکنه را ور یارکانک یه ویشادک مرد نهادک نرون Եվ ինչ ավելի լավ բատկամ, ինչ ավելի լավ մեսաժ, ինչ ավելի լավ խոսք մեր նահատակ ներուն, կան ասել իրենց, որ մենք էստեղ ենք և գաբրինք և ոտքի վրա ենք, և արդասահմանը գաբրի ողջ է զորավոր է, և հայրենիքը ողջ է զորավոր է, ամենալավ լուրն է, և ինչպես քիչ առաջ երկը մեզիկի հիշեցնե, ինչ կան, որ դժվար է, ինչ կան, որ դժվար լինի, դիմացեք, գաղտնիքը գյանքի, դիմանալը երբեմն դժվարության այս է հաջորդ բիդանցնինք լուրերուն անգլերենով և ամիջապես լուրերեն ետքը բիդանցնինք դոքտոր Ռիչարդ Քուինլենի մեր հարցազրույցին այստեղի շուտով շեշտեմ, որ ապրիլ 22-ին Քրիս Բողջալյանը, որ նշանավոր ամերիկահայ հեղինակ է, գրող է, կրած է ավելի քան 25 քիրքեր, որոնք թարգմանված են ավելի քան 35 լեզուներու և մեզ համար մեծ բադիվ է Եվ ինչու չէ նաև զուլալ տրիոն բիդի երկե, ակապելա, բոլորս պետք է գիտնանք, թե ով է զուլալ տրիոն, և ինչու չէ քաչալրել այդ հայդակիրը մեր մասնակցությամբ. Գիտենք, որ զանազան հայդակիրներ կան, և բոլորը հայդակիրներուն չեն կրան մասնակցիլ, բայց ինչ որ կարող եք, պիտի խնդրվիք, իբրև ձեր հայրերուն, նախահայրերուն, նահատակներուն, ոտքի գայնած, Mastaktecek yev zoravikanktecek aisaidakirnerun. We now go to the news in English brought to us by Ms. Florence Avakian.
Sunday, April 19th, 2026, begins with a report from Aspalais that the European Court of Human Rights has again told Azerbaijan to provide details, information on Armenian prisoners, and updates on their physical conditions of detention and health. Atatürk also reports that a Yerevan court under Prime Minister Pashinyan has increased Samvel Karapetyan's house arrest by 3 more months, and this will prevent his campaigning for Armenia's parliamentary elections until after the June 7th electoral vote. And 17 supporters of Karapetyan have also been arrested by the Pashinyan government. Atatürk also reports that on Friday, 3 opposition groups who are challenging Pashinyan must win no seats. This is what Pashinyan said in the June 7th election. And Armenia's government under Pashinyan will likely not publicize before the June 7th election, a draft of a new Armenian constitution, which Azerbaijan has demanded from Armenia. Gurung and ANCA reports that on April 15th, a bipartisan gathering of United States congressional leaders joined Armenian Americans and their allies for the annual Capitol Hill commemoration of the Armenian genocide, and they called for the immediate release of Armenian hostages in Azerbaijan, the return of Artsakh Armenians to their homes in Artsakh, and for sanctions against Azerbaijan's President Aliyev and Turkey's President Erdogan for their genocidal crimes from 1915 to 2023. More than 150,000 Karabakh Armenians were forcibly thrown out of their homes in Artsakh in 2023. And Azerbaijan is continuing to occupy sovereign Armenian territory, which is more than 85 square miles. And they have said that they have no accountability to return this Armenian territory back to Armenia. And that is what Azerbaijan has said. Currently, the Armenian government does not recognize the Karabakh Armenians as citizens of Armenia. And after the assault and takeover of Artsakh by Azerbaijan in 2023, the status of the Karabakh Armenians remains up in the air. These Karabakh Armenians are internally displaced persons, according to Armenia. Their passports are valid, however, in every other country in the world, but not in Armenia. In 2023, Armenia issued them refugee certificates. Today, the Armenian government under Pashinyan offers Karabakh Armenians the possibility of applying for Armenian citizenship so that they can take advantage of Armenia's housing program. In order to do so, the Karabakh Armenians must become citizens of Armenia. But Karabakh Armenians say that their passports are the same as all Armenian citizens in Armenia. And they consider this demand by the Armenian government as official bureaucracy, and that's in quotes. Is this process of deliberately delaying the citizenship demand by Pashinyan's government because Pashinyan is afraid of Armenians from Artsakh voting against him in the June 7th elections? Currently, 36,000 Karabakh Armenians have gotten new passports, and of this group, 12,000 are too young to vote. Only 24,000 out of the 150,000 Karabakh Armenians will be able to vote in the June 7th elections. And Info Vaticana reports that the Armenian Church of San Santiago in Stepanakert, Karabakh, has been completely destroyed by Azerbaijan. And finally, next Sunday, the Times Square commemoration of the 111th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide will take place in Times Square from 1:30 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. This is Florence Avakian in a pre-recorded report on Saturday evening from New York for the Armenian radio program.
Así que bien. Yeah. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. In the background, there is a very, very powerful song dedicated to the Fedayis, dedicated to people who stood up in defense of Armenian rights. And it is entitled Hanasor. We have to move ahead. And once again, it is a tremendous honor for us to welcome Dr. Richard Quindlen, who is the Director of Holocaust and Genocide Studies at St. Elizabeth University in Morristown, New Jersey. Richard, you've been a good friend of Armenians. You worked very, very hard during the year with local communities to promote truth, to promote history, to promote memory, and to promote Armenians and the Jews and Cambodians get immersed in their cultures. And once again, we welcome you here. I know there is a lot we would like to talk about the program on April the 22nd, but let me start with a question which I really, really want an answer from you, from anybody who can listen to us. My question is, how can the younger generation engage with and carry forward the history and the responsibility which we most definitely need?
Well, good afternoon, Vartan. First of all,
it's an honor and privilege for me to be here with you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and a chance to be here. And you have just asked one of the most pivotal questions that we look at in genocide studies. And because what happens with a lot of our programming is we're speaking to people who are already very well versed in what has transpired. So what is critical is we have to make sure that that next generation is learning and then carrying these messages forth. And what we encourage more than anything is for the young to come to these programs, to read, to become educated, and to push back, particularly because so many of them, obviously, as we well know, spend much of their lives on social media. And we understand, I want to make it clear, I'm not the old guy, you know, screaming at the clouds here who can't stand social media. I think it plays a very vital role. But we also know that lies can, in many cases, outrun truth, and particularly when you're in the virtual world. And so it is up to young people to make sure that they are fully embracing, as you said so perfectly, the history, the truth, and then are doing what they can to counter that when they encounter lies and they encounter misinformation, which is rampant. So admittedly, I am placing a significant amount of responsibility on that next generation. But with the college students that I work with the students that you have right here with you in the studio, I have a tremendous amount of faith. I actually believe, and maybe I'm overly optimistic and people can mock me if they will, I believe things are going to get better, you know, because I have a tremendous amount of faith in young people. And I don't think they necessarily like the world that they see right now, this world of so much animosity and anger and hate and lies. And I think they want to push back against that and recommit themselves to the truth.
April 22nd, really, just next week on Wednesday, we'll be gathered at St. Elizabeth University. And I know that you know there is one person who worked extremely hard, Roy Stepanian. Mm-hmm. He really has led an exemplary life in the community, church community, promoting Armenian identity, Armenian culture, Armenian heritage, and whatever. So he has done a tremendous job. And let me also stress the fact that this program has been running at St. Elizabeth University for 11 years. I checked it with Roy. He said 11 years. This is a lot of work that goes into it. And I know there's a lot of preparation, but give us an idea of how difficult is it to. It's a Herculean effort to put this program together, and you know it better than anybody else.
Well,
the Gadurian Foundation.
I also need a lot of help, and luckily I get it. And you mentioned two names there that are absolutely critical. You mentioned Roy, and you talked about the Gadurian Foundation. Both are just so limitlessly giving with their time and their energy. Their generosity is extraordinary. And quite frankly, an event like Wednesday night doesn't happen without them. And, you know, what Roy has talked about, and because he and I sort of huddle up after every program each year and just say, you know, what went well? What could we improve? What do we want to do? And so for this year, we're taking things in a bit of a different direction. This is my fourth program that I've been running, and this year is much more about a celebration of Armenian culture. Now, every year, there's certainly a reference to that, but it's been heavily academic for the first 3 years that I've done this program. And what I wanted to do this year is really give a living testimony to Armenian culture, because it's essential to understand that the genocide of 1915 happened. That's not the end of Armenia. That's not the end of Armenian legacy, culture, traditions, beliefs, music, food, everything that you can possibly imagine is going to be there on Wednesday night. So while we certainly keep the victims in mind and we understand the history and are committed to obviously promoting the truth of the history, Wednesday night, whether it is the presence of Chris Bahalian, whether it is the presence of the Zulal Trio, this is going to be about Armenian contributions to the world, both the living legacy, because the Zulal Trio obviously plays traditional music. We have the Maljan family that will also be playing traditional music when people walk in. Now, doors open at 6, so people are free to come in. Food will begin by 6:30, but you'll have this. You will just be greeted by this warm, welcoming, beautiful music that sets the tone for the night so that people can, I want everyone there, whether you are Armenian or not, to bask in the breath of Armenian culture and heritage.
You know, we cannot overstress the fact that Chris Bojalin is with us. He's an author of 25 books, translating to 35 different languages, and some of them have been adapted to movies. He is really, really a hero among Armenians, and also he's very, very proud of his heritage, his Armenian background. He writes about it. He defends it. He promotes it. So in that sense, Chris Bojalin being with us is a great. And as you said, the Zulal Trio. I know their names: Teni and the Yeraz the main one. Teni, Yeraz, and I'll come back. Come on.
Because I've been working with Teni a lot, and they've just been, I've been working with Teni quite a bit, and they've been wonderful. They are so easy to work with, and so I'm incredibly excited about what Wednesday night's going to be.
Teni, Yeraz, and Anais, I apologize, because Anais is a major, major force there. But they're really, we call them the trio, but they're really three in one. When they sing, it's just one voice that comes out. In fact, it's not a voice, it's not a singing, it's a prayer of the Armenian culture, the Armenian heritage, the Armenian beliefs. So there is a very, very rich program. How are we doing with attendance? How can people turn to and register?
So as of right now, the attendance has been very good. Plenty of space is still available. We have a lovely facility at St. Elizabeth, and so people can go right on to the St. Elizabeth University website, look up the Holocaust and Genocide Center, and you will find a registration page there. I know that St. Mary's churches and other places have been promoting it quite a bit, and look for emails from me. However, anyone who wants to be there on Wednesday, if you suddenly wake up and it's Wednesday morning or it's Wednesday afternoon and you forgot to register, you can still come. Obviously, everyone is welcome. Everyone who wants to take part in this event on Wednesday, we are thrilled to have you.
Rafi Krikorian is with us in the station, and he is a member of this this family here at the radio. And he has a question. He was listening to you, Richard, and I'm sure he has a good question.
Richard, in the past, the program was focusing on educate the educators so it can be passed on to the younger people who are learning about the Holocaust and the genocide around the world. Is that part of this program? Has that been discontinued, or is it still part of the effort or mission?
No, that's certainly part of the mission as well. That's actually what I will be addressing in my remarks on Wednesday night, which I promise people will be brief. I will get out of the way. But that is a critical component to what we do. And you referenced the Holocaust in your question, and you're right, because unfortunately, the teaching of genocide, whether it is Armenian, the Holocaust, Cambodian, Rwandan, what have you, is what we're fearing. It's becoming increasingly politicized, and more and more teachers are getting a little bit hesitant, a little concerned about teaching this material. And that comes when you don't know what you're talking about, or if you don't feel comfortable with what you're discussing. So by providing educators with the facts, they have a far greater grounding for them to pass on that information to their students. Their students take it and pass it on to other people, and it continues from there. But that will never dissipate from what we try to do, not only with this program, but obviously year-long at the center.
You know, there's also the Marjan family, and Miran is standing next to you, and they provide a lot of culture, as you said, with the music, and as they entertain those guests who are there to enjoy the delicious food. So the whole atmosphere is a very joyous atmosphere, and I, for one, do not like to talk about memory as much as celebration of Armenian life, because we are there, we are alive, as you said, we're in a very good position these days to carry on the mission, not only to memory, not only remembering, but also doing what has to be done in the life of the community.
Positively, and I think you said it extraordinarily well. It is about Wednesday night is about a celebration. It is obviously about remembrance. It is about honoring. It is about obviously passing on the lessons and legacy of 1915. But at the same time, I want people to walk out of their Wednesday night feeling proud of their heritage, their culture, and very much absorbed by the fact that Armenian culture is so rich and so beautiful and continues to have such an impact today.
Richard, is there anything we forgot to mention that you would like to bring up? Any point you'd like to
raise? I just want to reiterate again the Dorian Fund. This cannot happen. There's no way to overstate the role that everyone involved with the Dorian plays in making Wednesday night a possibility for me. There is an army of people at SEU who work to help me out as well, and they'll be acknowledged on Wednesday. But just for everyone who comes and enjoys the food, the music, the discussion, please know that there's a very large number of people who are firmly committed to make sure that this program goes off. And so come and enjoy. Stick around. We have a wonderful art gallery with an incredible exhibit that's actually called Between Life and Death, which is about Catholic rescue of Jews during the Holocaust. SEU is actually the only place in America that will have this exhibit. It was briefly at the United Nations, and now it's in our art gallery. So if people come early, if they come around 6 o'clock, the gallery will be open. So please take a walk through, enjoy the campus, and really make a night of it.
You know, I don't know if there's anybody in this room who actually knows Dadurian. Mm. The man behind this foundation, his name was Dadur Dadurian. I happened to have breakfast with him some 40, 50 years ago at Atlantic City. He was sitting there on the Atlantic City. There was an Armenian convention of some sort. He saw me. He said, "Why don't you join me for breakfast?" And sure enough, we jumped in, me and my wife, and we had the breakfast. Very, very Armenian, very strong Armenian. And he comes from a village in historic Armenia called, I believe I'm right in terms of the village he comes from, was Gurin. And if I'm not mistaken, Rafi's parents or mom or aunt, there is a Gurin village somewhere in Armenia. It's amazing how all these get connected if we dig into the past. But he was an amazing man, and it's not only at St. Elizabeth University that we enjoy his generosity, his philanthropy. Within the community, very recently at the diocese, we had another major function where Pegasus Orchestra performed, and it was sponsored by the Dadurian Foundation. So God bless Dadurian Foundation. May we remember Dadur Dadur in our prayers and move forward, and thank Dr. Richard Quinlan, who is always so gracious enough to accept our invitation, be here, and tell us how we should feel about our own heritage. We should feel very proud. There's a lot of work to be done, but we're in good position, and we should celebrate Armenian life.
Absolutely, and that is the theme of Wednesday night, and I'm thrilled to see everyone there. Thank you.
I hope to see you too, and all the volunteers here are promising to be there too, and we will be celebrating Armenian life on Wednesday, April the 22nd, and we'll now run the same song, Hanasor, which we had a few minutes ago, and we had to stop because of the interview. And very, very soon after this song, we'll be talking to Ashley Toner, representing the AGBU, with a very special program to be held at Carnegie Hall on May the 8th. New Jersey hagan radio jamne pnav chande sen kirkeru uj ha yer ka iska bes uj mane vor bet ke bayn ke bash banazeng ke bet ke bash baneng ye bet ke darazeng vor de vas yerkeru mech krvadze pora krvadze mer jorti batmutuna modus nstadze hagra parekor jalan tanur miuchan nergatsich HB Arts Committee anun Ashley Tonere ye Ashley hat bi khosing haydar krimasin որդեղի բիտունենա մայիս 8-ին, հայդակիրը պավագան ջող զորավոր հայդակիր մնե, որ պարեկործագան գներգայացուն է, այս տարի գնշվի հայկական պարեկործագան ընդհանուր միության 120 ամյագը, այսին 120 տարի առաջ հիմնված էր, ապրիլ 15-ը Եվ ինչպես ասենք, եւ ինչպես արդայդվենք, ինչ ասենք, ինչ խոսինք, երախտաբար դենք այդ անձերու, այդ հսկաներու, որոնք առաջնորդած են այս միությունը, եւ հասցած են այս օրերուն ուր գշարնագի աշխատանքը լիուլի գադարյալ օրեն։ Այդ որ գիտեն պարեկործագանի պատմությունը, այդ որ թբրոցները կացած են պարեկործագանի և գիտեն պատմությունը, գիտեն, բայց մենք չենք այստեղ շեշտենք, քանի որ ուրիշ նորություններ կան, որ գուզենք մեր գետրոնանալ այսօր. Ashley, thank you very much for coming today to the studio. We have seen you in the past and you are here once again very generously giving of your time, your effort and the information which I'm sure we'll be all hearing and great interest. There is a program at the on May the 8th. It's entitled Musical Tapestry in Motion. This is a interesting title. I think the program is replacement for the HB Arts concert, the annual thing concert you had at Carnegie Hall. And there is so much change, and change is very, very good to in our daily life. Anything that's alive changes. How does this program differ from the good old days with the concerts?
Sure. So thank you so much for having me again. This program, the musical Tapestry in Motion, is kind of continuing the legacy that the AGBU New York Special Events Committee had with the AGBU Performing Artists in Concert at Carnegie Hall. So this concert, because the last time we held that was 2022, this concert is now incorporating poetry recitation. So you're going to hear some Saya Nova, you're going to hear really iconic works, written works kind of paired with classical music and actually ballet dancers coming in to Carnegie Hall. So these are going to be chamber ensembles that are coming together to mix kind of some of established Armenian like traditional works with more modern works or even works kind of basically reorchestrated for, say, trios or duo ensembles. So audiences can really look forward to hearing works that they're familiar with in new context and with cool new ensembles.
What can you tell us about the artists? This is a young generation of artists coming up, and is there anything specifically you would like to add about the artists who will be performing?
Sure. So Diana Gabrielian, the pianist, as well as Haik Arsenyan, the director of AGBU Arts, are co-artistic directors for this event. And we are bringing in recipients of the AGBU Performing Arts Scholarship, as we have in previous years. So some musicians to definitely look out for are Tyler Didion, who's a multi-woodwind instrumentalist who's going to be playing some flute, saxophone, bassoon, and also duduk as well. So we also have Tamara Sevuns, who also was in Mita Kartosyan's recently with Second Stage Theater, which even I got to see, and she was phenomenal in that show, actually, yeah. That she will be reciting poetry at this event and also kind of contributing to these chamber ensembles, too. Our two ballet dancers that are actually self-choreographed kind of everything that they will be performing are Mushik Abitsyan and Lilit Hokutanyan, and they're both phenomenal and award-winning ballet artists that are coming in. And especially if any of our listeners have had a chance to see Seyran and Angelina Toslian, who have recently performed actually at a Wheel Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall as well. They're both phenomenal piano and violin players who are studying at MSM. Same thing with Karina Vartanian is also an MSM alum. So we have a lot of Manhattan School of Music representation here. So they're really high-level musicians. Same thing with Gary Hov. Sepian, who graduated from Eastman in Rochester. He's now playing with the Rochester Symphony. Super phenomenal cellist. So we have a really well-rounded program with amazing talent kind of coming from both the New York City area as well as from further out. In the case of Tyler, he's coming from Texas. He's traveling really far, but it's going to be a really great group of people coming together.
Ashley, you are the right person to talk about this program. The way you are so passionate about the whole program, you know the program, you know the artists. So what will be one specific, if there is such a thing, specific performance that will people say, wow?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to the Babandjan Nocturne, where we're re-instrumentaling, or kind of changing the instrumentation, so it'll be performed on saxophone with piano, which will be really cool. I know there's also I'm tempted to not spoil the concluding work, but there is a certain masquerade that audiences may be familiar with, that we are bringing all of our artists together. So with dance and with piano, these chamber musicians coming together, I feel like it'll be a really great program to see these new combinations of musicians coming together.
You know, when we speak about we should celebrate Armenian life, that's the very good reason we should celebrate. Look at the young generation coming up, performing on the best of stages in New York City, in the world. And from Manhattan School of Music, from Carnegie and Juilliard and whatever they come from, I don't know, but they are a very healthy generation that we are so proud of. And here is AGBU, 120 years old.
Yes.
Trying to promote the young people. So it's a beautiful thing. And in case people need to know more about how to reserve space or get the tickets or whatever information, is there a place to direct them?
Yes, so on the AGBU website, agbu.org/events, we have a page there with everyone's bios as well as a ticket link. So tickets are available on the Carnegie Hall website or via their box office at 212-247-7800. And actually, you'll get a cheaper rate that way. They have some extra fees they throw on with the regular website. But we really want people to come out and support these amazing musicians, especially given the AGBU 120th anniversary. So we would greatly appreciate it if you were able to stop by on Friday, May 8th.
You know, it's a long journey, 120 years of service to the community, 120 beautiful successful years. That's no matter what we say, how much we say, I mean, we cannot do justice now in 5-10 minutes. But AGBU has always been very special and has always done special work. Is there anything else in wrapping up?
I guess about this event, I mean, this is one of many events that we'll be celebrating that 120th anniversary, and there's a lot more to come from both AGBU Arts as well as from our AGBU headquarters in New York City. So although I wish I had more events to share right this moment, definitely look out for any information coming out soon on the AGBU Global social media accounts. I wish I could say more than that, but we have a lot of things in the works right now.
Let me once again stress that Ashley Toner is with the AGBU Arts Department, and she's here representing that department, and there is so much happening, should be happening. Are these major events going to be New York or California, Ashley? At least, can you tell us?
We've had some already in California. I know there was already kind of a bigger celebration with, like, they had a whole 120th anniversary cake and everything there. And also, our General Assembly Won't be in New York this year, but it will be in Montreal this October. So a lot of there will be celebratory events around that area as well. New York, we're still working on it. I'm sorry for breaking character a little bit, but yeah.
There is so much happening, and we are so proud of all the many activities within the HBU, within the community. Many of my friends listen to the radio. They say when you announce the community announcement, there's so much happening in the Armenian community, and honestly, I, for one, am very, very proud of the many, many works and programs that are taking place in the community. And would like to wish each and every organization the success. There's a lot of hard work that goes into each and every organization, and that is why, even though one cannot go and support each and every organization, at least let's do our share in promoting and helping out, in supporting and attending these activities, wherever they may be close to where we live. So thank you, Ashley. Thank you, HBU. Thank you, Armenian community.
And thank you for having me.
Ինչ եմ անում Լոնդոն ու Լոս Անջելես, ոնը մանը չկա, kače to Çarmuki, arnel obsulo tsarno, anne patakan shtap kaylume. Yesirumem karakeim hi, yesirumem karakeim sho, yer pastrej narachin faylume. Aykinere hakel en kanach, moratsel en hokotsu harach, yerekon aynkan khagakh lusavore. Yes kan chakchik neren antsnum, ayumem narantsu mtatsum, vor Yerevan nirok artasovore. Ati burmunk nanush, taraz velez anot bakun, yes mi ambosh kyan, aiste haprele. Artnats nume hazar mihush, nes tarana tsarishe bakun, ush sirele muan huy sarpele. Angener heru moti, parzapes antsnok marti, duk ints hamar haraza, du tanke. Saylakum manki klatsots, bosa shichik zarmatsots, ach inchpes patnen zesi. Danke. Ora darnume gishe, kuna morlui ser barba, ser charan ne kanchu mir girke. Kanastemo ke ishe, surches kemena baga, ketherte mi shavutyan im girke. Mankutsyan paytsar orer, yes kitem, duk chek korel. Այս օրվա կողքին կա երեք բանը Այս քաղաքը տունն է Որքանոր հայկանելի Ուշերի քաղաք է Երևանը Սեղորին դժվար ճամփին Պատահեց եւ դառնություն Ու մոտիկ մարդիկ չհասկացան ինձ Ունեցա եւ հաղթանա Ունեցա եւ պարտություն Բայց քաղաքը ինձ չմոռացավ Զարամացուամ բե Իմաստուն ու ալեր դու ես որ բուժել ես իմ վերքերը Հարազատու աննեմա ույսի քաղաք երևա Կոմասին են իմ բոլոր երկերը Հարազատու աննեմա ույսի քաղաք երևա Կոմասին են իմ բոլոր երկերը
Yerevan'ım done, tohbolar egan Otkekreşeliye, cürnen mehaken Nami durastane, ve ucuna tak Mermen sesleri, süp var hayat ki tak Hey can Yerevan, mermer ororan Hey can, hey can, duyum Yerevan
Listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey on WSOU 89.5 FM. I have Rafi sitting here with me, and Rafi, I just wanted to ask you your impression of the interview that we had with Richard Quinlan, the director.
Yes, Dr. Richard Quinlan has been doing this for 4 years, as he said, and he is very capable. I've been to quite a few of his events in the last 4 years for commemorating the Armenian Genocide, and it's they do feature and highlight the history and the culture and the traditions that we have, and it as I was asking him, it was their original mission was to educate the educators so they can pass on the history to the high school students that are learning about genocide and around the world, and you know, be able to spread the truth. And like he said, you know, the social media is so loaded with misinformation, and this is our way or his way of highlighting the truth, and to have people in your age groups, the young people care and question. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it is correct. And, you know, it's something that, you know, people should verify what they're reading and make sure that it's really has a solid foundation.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was listening in on his interview. It's very motivating, the things that he's done and the things that he's doing right now. And I also wanted to ask you about the interview about AGBU. And your thoughts on that?
I was really impressed. Ashley, you did a great job. You know, it's a great interview. I as Ashley said, check out agbu.org/events. And I looked at the events. And if you haven't looked at this website, it is amazing. It's just the number of events that are on this list is. I was surprised. So let's put it that way. It's just and there's something going on pretty much every week, or maybe even every few days. So it just it is also an organization that's run by young people like Ashley, which is great. And this is the next generation, and I'm really really happy to see that. Not only in this studio, but also outside the studio, with whether it's a youth organizations that are continuing the work that we my generation has started or change directions. That doesn't mean that, you know, all things have to be continued forever, and new ideas, new approaches to show that we have our heritage, our country, our history, our current politics, which we hear between sometimes when Vartan interviews people. That's great. And amongst those are the volunteers here today, and I don't see one of our regulars here.
Yeah, really feel his absence. Serge, unfortunately, he's not feeling too well today. He had a cold. So, Serge, we definitely feel your absence in the studio, and we wish you a speedy recovery.
Yes, Serge, we miss you.
Երևանը իմ այսօրն ու Երևանը
ու երգում է շատրվանը իմ սրտի սիրո մասին
երկու սիրտ երբ հանդիպում են Երևանը միշտ ներկա է
այս քաղաքն է որ ստիպում է սիրո հարմանալ հավե Բակը հարևանս, իմ փողոցն ու նստարանս, մոտ ենք ես ու Երևանս, մոտ ենք շատ ու հարազատ։
Դու ծնվել ես, որ ապրեմ ես, խոսել դի սարքով սիրեմ քեզ։
Երևան դու առասպել ես, հարեզատ երիտասարդ։
Իմ սրտի մայրաքաղաք, հարատև արևմուտյան, Երևան դու Հայերի Իմ սրտի մայրա քաղաք Բարի օր, գիշեր բարի Երևան Ունին տոն Որ երբեք չի դադարի
Երբ ացվում է առավոտը
Ես առնում եմ քո կարոտը
Երեկո
botën kanë në ushe Ushe o vjere vaj Zërti smeq kë gjermanume Kjes na ju mu gjermanume
E së me lume ca cële Kë kërkumim zjede pa
Zërti majra kala
Kavakim kenaz, yevagot micherak im tuna. Hokistekar tanot kamin tarak, admakot mi povot im mankutsuna. Ulur shaftat san het koraz, hayat knim ankerot vorankan. Ինձ հարազատ էր ու էլ չկա պատուհանը կիսաբաց սեր մի մորորված որ կիսատ մնաց կար ինձ տար որ տեսնեմ նորից ապրած իմ կյանքը դար հերու առաջին սիրոտ ակում պատրանքը դեր կրկի Քերին ցարազա որ նայում են ամերջին ճամփին կարոտում ամեն վարքյա Քարին ցար որ տեսնեմ նորից ապրած իմ կյանքը դարերում առաջին սիրոտ ակում պատրանքը դեր կրկի սպասող դեմ քերին ցարազա որ ապրում են հեռում բայց ինձ հետ ամեն Amen vakya Տարե տունը աս ուրել չկա խրոված իմ խենթանցյալը Եվ ակուսված հողի պես իմ աստուն էլ չեմ գտնում հոգնած իմ հոչ տակ ձերքերը Ժամանակի ամբարդն է օրացույցը մորացված որից այնքան այնքան ես վախենում եմ Նվիրական օրերը իմ ուզում եմ ինձ պահել Բայց երեկվա իմ դեմքը մորանում է Դար ինձ դար, որ տեսնեմ նորից ապրած իմ կյանքը Դար հերու, առաջին սիրոտ ակում պատրանքը Վեր կրկի, այն դեմքեր ինձ հարազատ Որ նայում են ամբերջին ճամփին կարոտում ամեն վարքյան Որ տեսնեմ նորից ապրած իմ կյանքը դար հերու Առաջին սիրոտ ակում պատրանքը Վեր կրկի սպասող դեմքեր
ermin zaraza Horatu menerun baitzin zetamen Amen bakia Սպասող դեմքերն ինձ հարազա հուշերի քաղաք
You are listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We are in our 47th year of service to the community. We now go to the community announcements. If you want us to read your nonprofit organization's announcement free of charge, kindly send us a few lines a couple of weeks in advance so we may serve you better. More details about the events we announce can be found in our Armenian Interests newsletter.
On Wednesday, April 22nd, from 6 to 8:30, a program dedicated to the Armenian Genocide will be held at St. Elizabeth University in Morristown, New Jersey. The program will feature author Chris Bojalian. The Zulau Trio will provide musical entertainment. Vartan Abdo will serve as Master of Ceremonies. This program is sponsored by the Dadurion Foundation and St. Elizabeth University Holocaust and Genocide Studies. Traditional Armenian dinner will be served with music by the Maljian family. Registration required.
On Thursday, April 23rd, from 6:30 to 8:30, a program dedicated to the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day will be hosted by the Center of Holocaust, Human Rights, and Genocide Education of Brookdale Community College. The guest speaker, Garo Paylan, a former member of the Turkish Parliament. Attendees must register.
City Armenian Genocide Commemoration will be held on Sunday, April 26, 2026 at 1:30 at Times Square, 7th Avenue and 46th Street.
On May 1st in New York City and on May 4th in Fairlawn, New Jersey, Dr. Taner Akçam and Michael Baziler will deliver a lecture on Nazi-looted art recovery as a model for recovery of Armenian genocide-looted art.
St. Thomas Cultural Committee presents Spring Mixer, featuring DJ Shant on Friday, May 1st, 2026 at 7:30 p.m. You are invited to come mingle and dance with old friends and make some new ones. Cocktail party, cash bar, grazing table, coffee and dessert included. Donations are $50 per person. Reservations required by April 27th. Contact Jane Torigyan at 914-980-3611 or Aline Jamgochian at 201-694-5588.
On Saturday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m., the Armenian Church of Holy Martyrs and Armenian Power Hour will host a night of storytelling. Five performers will share their true personal Armenian stories. Admission is free.
On May 8th, 2026, the AGBU Arts Department will present Musical Tapestry on Motion, a celebration of music, dance, and poetry. This will be held at Carnegie Hall in New York City on May 8th at 7:30 p.m. This year marks the 120th anniversary of the AGBU.
St. Mary Armenian Church of Livingston, New Jersey will celebrate its 100th anniversary on May 16th to May 17th, 2026. Details to follow.
St. St. Thomas Cultural Committee presents Sip and Paint with art instructor Meher Kachachurian, the smoke artist, Friday, June 5th, 2026 at 7:30 p.m. Donations are $60 per person, includes all materials, appetizers, and desserts provided. Bring your own beverage. For more information, contact Jacqueline Baltayan at 917-748-3723 or Jane Torigian at 914-980-3611.
St. Mary Armenian Church of Livingston will have their annual golf outing at Rock Spring Golf Club in West Orange on Monday, June 1st, 2026. For more information, check the radio newsletter.
Friends of Holy Martyrs Armenian Day School will hold the school's annual gala dinner dance on Saturday, June 6, 2026 at North Hills Country Club in Manhasset. Entertainment provided by Maïs Yesayan from France. Details will follow.
Next year, on April 10th, 2027, Hovnanian School will celebrate its 50th anniversary. Make sure you save the date. Այս ձևով կփակենք մեր այսօրվա հայտակիրը։ Հուսամվայելեցիք ամեն ինչ, որ պատրաստած էինք ձեզ համար, և կհուսանք, որ մեր հետ կլակքալ գիրագի ժամը 2:04։ Our program has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed all that we had prepared for you, and we hope you can join us next Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. We wish you a happy and productive week.
Ich kann schon mehr am Ende. Ach, ich schaue, ich σειρό μία μα κόμμα σύν και σαμά. Ωσάνα, ωσάνα χαρατιού με θέτσι τα ρισμάρα και διεκούν σειρό μία μα κόμμα σύν και σαμά.
Συρούμε μην χερκίρα.
Yes. Συρούμε μην χερκίρα.
Gerek etser alsan havuz, bari o mevcut.
hënqur. Jekel dhe vekur na i nuqur. Zuri kerun hel si dahar, por që më nam lështahar.
Zuri kerun hel si dahar